USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill as Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testifies before the House Judiciary Committee. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas.
How about the lost voices for people dying from fentanyl? The hundreds, tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Faces of Americans across this country dying because of fentanyl pouring into our country.
Time and the gentleman has expired.
Mayorkas says he is proud of his service to the country and that the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. The White House wants lawmakers to quickly pass a new aid package for Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling it an urgent priority. The president asking for another $33 billion in additional taxpayer money for Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
President Biden says he's considering some forgiveness of federal student loan debt.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction.
Talking with reporters, Biden saying he's not considering $50,000 in debt reduction. There has been considerable speculation about what Biden may do about the crushing amount of student loan debt in the United States. An investigation by the World Health Organization into hepatitis cases in children is reporting new information. According to the WHO report, cases of severe hepatitis seen in children around the world may actually be linked to adenovirus infections, but say more investigation is needed. So far, the United States and 10 other countries have reported nearly 170 severe hepatitis cases in children between 1 month and 16 years old. The officials adding 74 of the children so far have tested positive for adenovirus. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking for the first 3 months of the year. However, he said he isn't concerned about a recession. GDP growth declined 1.4% during the first quarter after surging 6.9% over the final 3 months of last year. This as the president is continuing to deal with supply chain issues due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As far as some of the products caught up in the supply chain issues, John Monroe is a supply chain expert. He tells CNN.
Apparel, which is largely now in Vietnam, or your computer screens, your computers, your desk, your furnitures, your medical equipment, all of these things are made in China. And your Halloween costumes, your Christmas toys, your Christmas trees.
Casey Anthony will give her first on-camera interview since being acquitted in the 2008 death of her daughter. People reports it will be for a documentary that will air on a major streaming service. Anthony was acquitted of murder charges in 2011 in the high-profile case that was viewed by at least 40 million people. A rare white dolphin is being spotted in Florida. It was seen recently swimming in a Clearwater canal. It was first sighted in Florida a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.